Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets, the secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. As I tour the nation for my book, Inheritance, I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I wanted to share my story about being protected from a secret and share a first cousin story who's still in the throes of a family secret. So growing up, my mother was a single mom for a little while to three children, and she met my dad, or my stepdad, when I was 2 years old. And I, of course, just as a little girl, fell in love with him. He was so much fun. And over the course of quite a few years, I remember my mom pulling me aside and telling me, you can call him dad. He loves you, but he's not your father. There's another man out there, and one day you'll get to meet him, hopefully. And I did when I was 20 years old, which is another long story. I did meet my biological father, and last year, I'm in my 30s now. I took my whole family out. We actually went to his house for the first time ever and met some of my half-siblings for the first time ever, and it was amazing, and I felt complete. I know that sounds cheesy, but I felt very complete and loved, and it just explained these unexplainable, invisible things. So the other side of the story is my first cousin. It would be my mother's sister's son, who grew up calling my uncle dad, and he's not his biological father. And unfortunately, I'm privy to this unfortunate information through family drama and gossip, and my aunt doesn't know that I know. My cousin, he doesn't even know anything about it, and I just really feel for him because I've seen him over the years. We've been very close. We're 7 months apart. There's something missing in his life. I believe this is what it is, not knowing that side of his family, and I could be completely wrong, but my heart does ache for him. He has a younger brother, and there's some very, very big differences, and you know, it just makes you wonder why one sister would tell the truth and the other one wouldn't. Maybe just hide it and be more private. But yeah, so I want to share my story. And also, I have three small children, and I always tell them there are no secrets in this house. There are no good secrets. So I don't know if that's a good thing, but I do tell them that. So I'm all about the truth, even when it's hard. Thank you so much for your podcast. It's really like hit a note with me in my heart, and I just really am enjoying it.
Hi, my family secret is that when I was about 10 years old, I found some family documents showing that the man I believe to be my father had legally adopted me when I was a child, and that I had a man that did not want to be involved in my life. I did meet him later on, and he still adamantly just did not want to be involved. Growing up, I'm now in my 30s and did the ancestry DNA just to think that I was proving that he was my biological father, and come to find out he is not. I've now found this whole other family that I did not know that I had, and this man that is my biological father had wanted to be involved in my life. So now we are in the process of tracking him down and getting to know this whole other family. So that is my family secret. Thank you.
Hi, I thought I'd call in and share some of my story. It's a very long and convoluted story with lots of twists and turns, so I'll try and be brief and just pick the one that kind of is the most present and prevalent in my current situation. My mother's family had always told me that a certain man was my father. He was never involved in my brother and my life. My brother and I are 2 years apart. He appeared all of a sudden when my brother and I were 13 and 15, respectively. Well, I was 13 and he was 15. He was in town for a wedding and we met him. And I remember when we met him for the first time, looking at him and then looking at my brother and thinking, wow, what a resemblance, but then feeling really lost because I looked nothing like him. I should mention that my family is Italian, and this man was black, and my brother was visibly mixed. I never was. Fast forward into my early 20s, I'm married, I have my first child, and my husband is kind of poking fun at me that, you know, you can't possibly think that that's your father. Keeping in mind, again, I have no relationship with this man. He just, you know, I know of him. There's no name on my birth certificate. My mother gave me her last name, but she gave my brother our father's last name. So fast forward, and I said, you know, you might have a point. So I fly to the province that he's in, and we do a DNA test, and of course, he's not my father. I confront my mother, and she denies, and she sounds so convincing in her lie that, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. He's the only person that it could be. So I kind of leave it at that, and I ask the family, and they say no. Well, I mean, that's who your father is. And I said, well, I'm white. Like, he's black. Hello. I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone, really. And then fast forward another 10 years, and my mother dies of the various things that she had wrong with her. And I do the ancestry DNA test, and it comes back that with some second cousin matches from Portugal. So I find out that my father's family is from the Azores in Portugal. And so I'm on a mission to try and locate my father, and it's very difficult because the families are, you know, 10 and 20 siblings large. But I'm on my way, and at least now I know what the other side of me is. Thanks for letting me share my story. Take care.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET, and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.